Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the Voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Almost 23 minutes after 10 o'clock, as we welcome back Marty Harrell in another edition of Positively Iberia. Marty, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. You know, I don't have mildew yet.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the rain? Sure. Is that a reference?
Yeah, yes, that's a rain to, you know, growing your own mold, as it were. But gosh almighty, it's still better than last time. This time last year, I think we'd already had one storm. So, hey, we're ahead of the game already. Absolutely. And, you know, this is our last week of focus on that rooted in resiliency theme we've been talking about and focusing on the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce annual banquet. In the last couple of weeks, we were able to get to know the honorees and hear their stories. And now with the banquet only a week away, it's time to get down to the nuts and bolts of this big parish-wide networking event, and no better way to do it than to get the deets from the banquet chair, Denise Broussard, and Avery Grubb from the chamber staff. Plus, we get a sneak peek into the keynote address and get to know the man, Malcolm White himself. So let's meet our panel and get some voices to go with these names. Denise?
Hi, Marty. I am Denise Broussard. I am the chairman of this year's Chamber of Commerce Banquet.
Yay. Thank you, ma'am. Good to see you. And Mr. Malcolm.
Hi, I'm Malcolm White. I am your keynote speaker this year, and I'm very excited to be such. I am a recovering public servant. I'm back in the private sector now after 15 years in the public sector. And I'll be talking about your theme, Rooted in Resiliency, and a few other experiences that I've had and tidbits that I've picked up along the way.
Awesome. And also a broadcaster himself. So we're really excited to have you. And Avery, last but not least.
Of course. I'm Avery Grubb, PR and Marketing Director for the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce. Honored, humbled to be here. Thank you so much, Marty and Jeff.
You're welcome. Well, first up, our standing annual banquet chair since 2015 and 2018 chamber chairman of the board, Denise Broussard. Denise is the CFO at Aviation Exteriors, known to most as AVEX, out at the Acadiana Regional Airport. She's been with the company for 28 years, holds a BA in accounting, surprise, surprise, from UL Lafayette, and further, a big surprise, an MBA from UNO. She has two grown children and five grandkids. But back to her chamber resume, she served as the chamber board for 6 years, is a 2010 graduate of Leadership Class 12, and currently also sits on the board of the Iberia Industrial Development Foundation. Denise, this makes your seventh banquet to chair, so you're definitely our banquet expert. And now that we're going to be back in New Iberia at a brand new venue, fill us in on how this year's event may be different than it's been in the last few years and what will be familiar to those of us who've been before. And since you know him better than any of us, tell us why Malcolm White was chosen as the keynote speaker this year.
Thank you, Marty. We're so excited to finally be able to return our community's largest business meeting back to the parish. Prior to 2011, the banquet was held at Sire Gates Community Center. And of course, the seating was limited. And as the banquet grew each year, we moved it to the Cade Community Center. When I started chairing it, we went from having a sit-down dinner to inviting local restaurants and caterers to provide tasting to our guests. And that just really enhanced the banquet. Besides having really good keynote speakers, the banquet has grown and grown, and we haven't been able to move it back to New Iberia. But thanks to Gordon and Debbie Doyle for reopening Bayou Oaks, the chamber now has a place big enough to accommodate the number of guests who attend our banquet. It's a beautiful place, and we look forward to having our banquet there and everybody in the community seeing how New Iberia is growing. So in years past, we have had economists, sports figures, public servants be our keynote speakers. And we thought with the reopening of Bayou Oaks and so many other good things happening in our community, that it would be fitting to invite Malcolm to be our keynote speaker. As many of you know, our mayor has a lot of projects going on downtown to promote tourism. And we just felt that this year it would be just perfect to have someone who has experience come and speak to us about rebuilding our community and how we have rooted ourselves in resilience. Malcolm was instrumental in creating economic growth and opportunities in Mississippi after Katrina, and he continues to rebuild Mississippi and share his experience of dealing with disaster and recovery, like what we're going through now with COVID. So this year we're excited. The theme of the banquet is rooted in resiliency, and we look forward to Malcolm coming in and continuing, helping us continue on our momentum.
That is awesome. You know, I was excited to see that Malcolm and I have a trifecta of professional background commonalities: private hospitality industry, public tourism promotion, and even radio program host. But I fully admit that his is on a much, much higher level than mine. So let's take a look. He was the 12-year executive director of the Mississippi Arts Commission, an arts-based granting and servicing agency, before retiring there in September of 2020. He also served as director of Visit Mississippi, the state's tourism office. Prior to his time in public service, he owned and operated an iconic gathering spot in Jackson, Howls and Mals, and organized special events and festivals throughout the South. And I think he clarified this earlier today. He's still involved. You're still involved at Howls and Mals, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Well, you could straighten that out, but okay. I kind of had that backwards, I think. He served on numerous civic organizations, boards, and commissions, including chairing the Mississippi Blues Commission and the Jackson Historic Preservation Commission. He currently co-hosts the weekly Deep South Dining radio show on Mississippi Public Broadcasting and contributes to the Mississippi Arts Hour radio broadcast he began while at the Mississippi Arts Commission. Malcolm, I'm sure that we've only scratched the surface of who you are, so why not share a bit more? And while you're at it, how about a sneak peek into what you'll share with us at the banquet?
Well, thanks. It's really great to be with community radio people. I love community radio, and I am blessed that I get to host two programs, one about food and the people who cook food and present food, and the other is about the arts community, and they're both statewide, and they're an awful lot of fun, and I admire what local radio does, and I appreciate being among good company. You know, the theme of rooted in resiliency is something I'm very familiar with. I took my job at the Arts Commission really as a direct result of Hurricane Katrina coming ashore all along the Mississippi Gulf Coast and, of course, Louisiana as well. And I took that opportunity to talk about how no recovery is a complete recovery without the recovery of your arts, culture, and story. You could rebuild buildings, you could rebuild highways, you could rebuild schools, but the quintessential part of a community is its story. So let's not forget, as we are rebuilding physically, to rebuild culturally as well. So we did a series of cultural meetings, and we asked people what their culture was and what the state could do to help, and we launched a series of grants and grant writing workshops and all sorts of recovery pieces that ended up being a prototype for a national model that still goes on today. There is a national arts-based recovery organization that still exists as a result of that work. You know, and also I live and work downtown in Jackson, Mississippi, and I have a business that's been there for 36 years. And it is a small business, restaurant, entertainment place, gathering place. And I know about downtown revitalization. I also serve on the BID organization for downtown Jackson, the business redevelopment group. And I have been on that board since its beginning. And so I have a real passion for downtowns. I have a real passion for arts and culture. Tourism is something that I have participated in most of my adult life and had the privilege of serving as the state tourism director that you mentioned. I also will talk a little bit about my experiences with Hurricane Katrina and that recovery, and now the recovery from COVID and the ongoing sort of what it's like to do business in this pandemic and hopefully the post-pandemic. One of the things that I learned in this work that I did after Katrina was the stages of recovery. It's readiness, response, and recovery. And they have to be worked in that order. And I'll talk a little bit about that and how that work played out after Katrina and the way I see that in today's recovery from COVID. And finally, just talking about the story of community, how a community discovers their voice, discovers their story, and then how they tell it, and what the results of a community agreeing upon and telling their own story looks like, and what the potential for that is. So I'm very excited to be coming to visit with you folks. I'm honored that you chose me. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been in New Iberia for a while now. I did do an arts-based community tour there a few years ago, and we traveled about, and I believe we had a presentation at the Evangeline Theater down in that part of the world. But anyway, very excited to come back to Cajun country and to your part of the world. Looking forward to it. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm really happy to do good community radio.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, it sounds, I'm really surprised and glad to hear all of this, because it's one of the things at our Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce, or several of the things at our Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce. It's part of the mission. And I also found it interesting that you said that storm or disaster is a three-prong kind of thing. I think that in life in general, there are always three parts to anything that's a major event in your business, in your life. I'll take, for example, something that I've always been encouraged people who were involved in trade shows and vendor shows and that type of thing, that it's a three-prong effort. You can't just get ready, do the event, and not do the follow-up. Same sort of situation here, right, Malcolm?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you know, so many people previous to Katrina, and I would say certainly previous to the pandemic, were not participating in readiness. I mean, how many people do you know who sat around and were preparing for a pandemic? Not many. But the readiness is really important. The response is huge. And then ultimately, the recovery is the part that transitions us from a disaster to perhaps a new beginning. To a new page, to moving on, and we discover new things. We go back to some of the old things, and often we pick up new things.
Yeah, it gives us an opportunity in that recovery and resiliency, maybe to slay some of those sacred cows that needed right. to be put out to pasture, so to speak. Programs or things that we were doing that really weren't as effective as they should be and needed to be changed, but this was the impetus to do it.
Yeah, I say about the pandemic is that everything has changed. My question is, what do you intend to do about it?
Very interesting. Denise, do you have it now that you've heard what Malcolm has expressed here? Do you have any questions of him or comments?
I just really look forward to hearing what he has to say to, you know, our community and giving everyone just a little boost to keep going. And, you know, it's like he said, it's not about rebuilding buildings. It's the everything else that goes with it, our culture. And I think New Iberia has a very unique Cajun culture that I've heard people move here because the author lives here, Robichaud. Like, they moved to New Iberia because of this author. It just astonishes me how people all over the world really connect with not just Cajun culture, but New Iberia. So I'm just looking forward to him giving us another kickstart and continuing to do what we've been doing.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the James Lee Burke series, yeah, it really, really does bring people to see us. And of course, we're soon going to be the brightest spot on the George Rodrigue tour too, yeah, with the new museum exhibits and Rodrigue Park. And just FYI, Wendy Rodrigue Manus is coming back to New Iberia this fall, so she'll be on the show later in the year. So we're really excited about that. So yes, Malcolm, we definitely have an arts heritage and something that parallels a great deal and things that we need to hear. There's no doubt.
You know, when I was working in New Orleans in 1975 and 76, I ran the Bourbon Orleans Hotel.
Oh, wow.
In the same block that our hotel was in was Rodrigue's first gallery, right behind the St. Louis Cathedral and the garden there. And I remember when he was just getting started and then just absolutely blew up. And what a tribute to his culture and to that part of the world and the stories that he has told.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm going to correct you on that. That wasn't his first studio. His first studio was in his home in Lafayette.
Maybe his first New Orleans studio.
Yeah, maybe so. And just FYI, I met Tiffany, the little pet, the dog that is the blue dog.
Wow. Now, not many people can say they've met the blue dog in person.
Yes, yes, I definitely did. I was fortunate enough to be living in Lafayette back in those days and was in and out of the Rodrigue home there on Jefferson Street in Lafayette. So that's kind of cool. I remember, I'm a dog person, so I definitely remember Miss Tiffany in the studio. So, yeah. Again, we digress, but that's kind of fun, you know.
Was it blue? Was the dog blue?
Oh, no. She was a little, I guess you would call it kind of a strawberry blonde, ginger colored kind of little dog. And the blue dog does look like little Tiffany. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So anyway, I digress. Okay, well, since we've gone back and we'll catch up a little bit, but finally, let's hear from Avery Grubb, the Chamber's PR and marketing director since 2018. He's a UL Lafayette graduating senior this December, in fact. Denise, did you know that?
Yeah. I did, and we will miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
We might convince him to stay.
Who knows? Who knows? He's majoring in psychology with a history minor, and he can certainly use that at the Chamber. he's a recent honoree in the Daily Iberian's 20 Under 40 list, and is quite the 21st century Renaissance man. He's into recently taken up wilderness adventure. That surprised me. Cooking, bon appetit, he says, and in Julia Child way. And he's learning knitting and says that crochet is next. I'm surprised you didn't do it the other way, because I think crochets are easier than knitting, but yeah, it'd be easy. He reminds us that despite sharing his name, he does not own an island or a pepper sauce. But he does know a lot about what's happening at the Chamber, and especially about the banquet next week. Tickets, tables, sponsors, oh my. So, Avery, what's the latest?
Well, first of all, the latest is that I'm in love with your Julia Child impression. Thank you so much for that. but the latest before that is that as of yesterday, we have officially sold out of available seating for this banquet, which is just an incredible accomplishment. And it's really all due to our sponsors, our staff, our dedicated board, and of course, your promotions, Marty, here on Positively Iberia. So thank you so much.
Been fun.
Of course, yes. So right out the gate, if you're familiar with the banquet, you'll know that we've done it at the Cade Community Center in the past. And so you'll recognize the pieces that you've come to know and love. Of course, we'll have an interactive photo booth, cash bar, tastings from all over the city. And of course, you know, 400 plus business leaders, community leaders, all under the same roof to network and enjoy a meal together and get supercharged for the rest of the year. So, of course, our sponsors this year are the University of Louisiana at Lafayette New Iberia Research Center, which if you've been keeping up with the show the past few weeks, you heard from them. And Bayard Transportation, we have Cox Communications, Brown & Brown Insurance, and of course, our presenting sponsor, who has always been a great supporter of the Chamber of Commerce, Iberia Medical Center. So we're just very, very privileged, lucky, and excited to have everybody together next Thursday.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned food. Do you have a current roster of, and maybe some ideas about the menu? Anything you could share with us at this point?
So, because we do award a first, second, and third plate trophy for our tastings, I wouldn't want to sway anyone in any certain direction. But what I will say is that Ms. Denise Broussard, who's on our panel today, has done just an incredible job of doing outreach to our local restaurants and getting a great group of people together who are going to provide just a wonderful slew of tastings for everyone. I know that we're going to have some drink tastings as well. So definitely going to cover a large range of what you would see at a typical banquet. But of course, nothing we do is ever typical. So,
absolutely. Denise, do you have a number of how many different stations?
We have over 10 local restaurants and caterers that will attend, and the food tastings will range from spinach and crawfish, the stuff you put in the crust, I forget what they call it, to...
I'm not Julia Child, so I can't tell you.
They're called souffle cups.
Right.
There we go.
Crawfish and spinach boat, some chicken, I can't even say the word, spazizi.
Okay.
Yeah, jambalaya, pita bread, grilled chicken quesadillas, kind of a range, everything from seafood to Lebanese to Mexican.
Bit for everybody, huh?
Yes. And we always love our restaurants. It's a great opportunity for them to market their restaurants to people that may not go out to eat, but they can still order these days. You get it delivered home. Right. And we do have a few spots open if any restaurants are listening and they would like to participate.
Or caterers, right?
Or caterers. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to give me or the chamber a call, and we'd be glad to have you join our banquet.
I have one question. I'm just very curious because it's something that I have enjoyed being able to taste over the years. And I won't say who the company is, but do you know if the Cajun caviar is coming back?
You know what? It's not in season in the summer.
Oh, that's right.
Right. So they are going to have the crawfish and shrimp boat instead.
Oh, okay.
And when we do our banquet again in January, you know, this banquet has been delayed about 7 months because of COVID, but right. We do expect to get back on track next year and have our banquet in January, then we can expect the caviar to be back.
Well, see, there's something that's different about this year because of this timing. You see, I figured if we talked about it long enough, we'd find some interesting differences and stuff. But that
it's not going to be freezing either.
Normally, we won't have,
it's 30 degrees and raining. Now, we may have the rain, but it's not going
to
be
freezing. We won't have to be dodging ice storms this year.
No, oh, God.
Yeah. Malcolm, you picked a good year.
I think my timing is excellent. And Denise, are you going to have any of that award-winning gumbo from your fabulously well-known gumbo cook-off on hand?
I don't have anyone bring in gumbo right now. We have
Jambalaya. Maybe Jeff can cook up a pot of gumbo.
But yeah,
that is the one thing I never have. Cook up a pot of chili. But
call in and say, yeah, we want to bring gumbo by Malcolm's request.
Avery, do you want to, since we have a little time, do you want to give us an update on the gumbo cook-off? I mean, we can kind of kill two or three birds here with one stone.
I would love to. I'm so glad you asked, Marty. So we are continuing and building on the theme that we had for last year, which was the Wizard of Rue. There was no place like home last year and no taste like gumbo, and nothing has changed. So this year, the Wizard of Rue returns to New Iberia October 9th and 10th. We're expecting at least our 30,000 gumbo lovers who have been with us from the beginning to come into the plaza once again. Of course, we'll have your favorite booths back and a few different new virtual components like our live cooking demonstration that was such an incredible global success last year, that we're going to continue that program and offer an actual in-person component. As always, the Chamber's website is going to have the most up-to-date important information regarding all of these programs, the banquet, the gumbo cook-off, our ribbon cuttings, iberiachamber.org and iberiachamber.org/gumbo cook-off will get you the information you need. And of course, if you need anything else, you can contact really almost anybody on the screen here today.
Well, one of the things that I have been kind of watching is the fact that this past Monday was the deadline for the returning teams to secure their spots that they like and have had for years. So now we're opening to new teams, right? So if you haven't participated as a team in the past, it's time to go, right?
It is, yes. And might I say, if you are sitting on the fence, that is not a good idea. Everything is going incredibly quickly. We have had just an unprecedented amount of support and interest on the part of teams, attendees, artists who participate in our poster contest, which pay attention to our Facebook and website. We'll be announcing that official design soon as well. So yes, definitely. We definitely want to get everybody on the list who wants to cook. It's going to be a great, great event this year.
Enough interest, do you think to bring it back to Iberia Street between Main and St. Peter?
That would be a question for our logistics team. But what I can tell you is that definitely going to make sure we have room for everyone. So no worries there.
Very good.
One of those last minute in terms of planning for gumbo. That's a decision that's made fairly late in the game based on how many teams we have, right?
Of course. And if there's one thing that we've gotten very good at over the last year, it's existing in the unknown. So if we got to figure it out, you know, we can.
I see Malcolm shaking his head.
This guy's attitude.
as a professional event manager, you know of what we speak, right?
Oh, man, absolutely. We had an outdoor event last Sunday, and it rained cats and dogs, and so we were shuffling all over the parking lot, in and out of the building, trying to keep it going. But we finally just moved it all inside and carried on.
Yeah, it's about just what is the Marine saying? It's really perfect. It's something about modify and succeed, but that's not the right words. I wish I could remember it, but because it's perfect. I've had a couple of we don't call them ex-Marines because once a Marine, always a Marine, but they will tell you that it's adapt and.
I've got the quote in front of me.
Thank you.
I always keep a good Marine quote in front of me. It's improvise, adapt, and overcome.
There we go. Yay. Thank
all right,
you,
Jeff.
Gunny would be so proud of me.
Hey, I knew it was there, and you have the computer there. You can check it out for us and keep us on track there. Thanks for rescuing me once again, Jeff.
My pleasure.
That's why we keep you around, you know? It's important. We got to have somebody who can feed the right words out when we need them. Okay, any last comments before I get into the weekly announcements? Denise?
Well, I would just like to invite everyone, even though we're sold out, the banquet is next Thursday at Bayou Oaks, beginning at 6 o'clock. The networking social tasting hour is from 6 to 7, and the program begins around 7:15, and it's a school night or work night, so we should be able to get everybody out of there by 9:15. So we look forward to having everybody and hearing Malcolm and just giving our community a little boost of inspiration.
Awesome. Malcolm, last words for us?
Again, just grateful to be invited, looking forward to it. I've enjoyed getting to know this group of people and this opportunity to be on the radio and to promote what we have going on. But really looking forward to the visit, looking forward to our time together, and hoping that we can achieve greatness together.
Awesome. Avery, last words from the Chamber staff.
Of course. First of all, just thank you so much, Marty and Jeff, for hosting this program and giving us this opportunity. Thank you to everyone who is attending, who wants to attend, all of our community supporters, our award recipients, our sponsors as well. It's going to be a great event. If you did not get a chance to pick up a ticket, please keep your eye on our website, iberiachamber.org, for all of the great networking programs that we host year-round, including the 2022 annual banquet. Thanks again.
Awesome. And are you taking a waiting list just in case?
No, we are not.
Okay. Sometimes we might get asked that. All right. So before we have the banquet next Thursday, tomorrow night is Kiwanis Trivia Night. Friday the 23rd, the event has three tables left. It's $200 a table for a team of six. But if you don't have a team, they are accepting walk-ins at $35 a person. You'll just join a table and make new friends. I call it a pickup team, kind of like when you play basketball at the park, you know. And remember that announcements and instructions start at 6, and the first question is called at 6:30 sharp. Now, you can call Randy Gonsalan at his office, which is 365-0014, or give him a ring on his cell, 337-373-3787. You can get more information or grab a table for your team. The Lauraville Community Project is offering free bystander CPR training Saturday the 24th, starting at 8 a.m. at the new gym at the Lauraville High School. It is free, but you must pre-register. So contact Kirsten at 337-577-7515 for more information. Just FYI, you will not be certified. This is just bystander CPR training, but they are, you can request information about certification. Did I miss something, Jeff?
Just adding to the experience. This is the event poster.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is a great public service that's being offered. And Avery didn't mention this, and I'm surprised. Don't forget to vote for the Gumbo Cook-Off in the Best of the Tesh Readers Poll. We're nominated, thanks to y'all, and now we have a chance to make sure that the Gumbo Cook-Off brings home the title for the fourth time. There is a location. You can just go to iberianet.com and look for the Best of Tesh voting. You'll find the Gumbo Cook-Off under the lifestyle category, and then you'll have to slide down and pick best local event. Now, you can also volunteer for the Gumbo Cook-Off. Give Martha Gerard a call at 337-967-2034 or email margirl63@aol.com. We still need volunteers. It takes a small army to put on an event like this. And up next week, school's right around the corner, and borrowing from the Iberia Parish School District theme, it's time to get back on track and ready to achieve. We'll be joined by Assistant Superintendent of Administration, Jennifer Joseph. We're also going to hear from Robert Colley of Ageless Healthcare with info on their not one, but two Iberia Parish free school supply giveaway events. And Crystal Beyonce will fill us in on the multi-organizational sponsored Pack the Backpack project. Of course, you can always get all the details and find out what's coming up on our programming and other announcements too by giving our Positively Iberia Facebook page a like and follow us. Later today, we'll share an In Case You Missed It post with the video of today's peek behind the curtain of today's Zoom panel and links to things we've mentioned today. Make it easier for you to click on them. And don't forget about our past segments. They're archived on our Facebook page as well. So if you missed segment one or segment two of this special series on the Chamber Rooted in Resiliency Banquet, you can go back and pick up those interviews and see what we've been talking about today and everything else that's been on Positively Iberia since at least October of last year. And you can also check out the audio archive that Kane provides for us on Kane1240.com, their website. You can play the video or the audio on demand anytime. We would love for you to do that. Before we go, special thanks to today's panel, Denise Broussard, our Chamber Banquet Chair and CFO at AVEX, Chamber Banquet Keynote Speaker Malcolm White, and of course, Avery Grubb, PR and Marketing Director for our Iberia Chamber of Commerce. Positively Iberia is produced by the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with Tesh Matters here on Kane 107.5 FM and AM 1240, our promotional partner News 15 KADN-KALEF, and underwritten by the First National Bank of Generette. In closing, Don Henley, drummer and co-lead vocalist for the Eagles, turned 74 today. When looking back on the breakup of the Eagles in 1980, Henley is quoted as saying, "Sometimes you get the best light from a burning bridge." That's an interesting perspective on a less than positive situation, and certainly something to think about. We'll see you next Thursday, and remember, it's only getting better.